We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's that time. Your chance to win Joe's Dough right now. The word this hour is zap. That's ZAP, Z-A-P. Text that word now to 72881. You'll have a chance to win $1,000 of Joe's Dough. Text the word ZAP right now to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply, by the way. Dolphins and Redskins, obviously, on Sunday. The injury report is out. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Limited in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. Jesse Davis, Jakeem Grant, Trent Harris, Xavien Howard, Rashad Jones, Bobby McCain, Mark Walton, Albert Wilson. They were all limited. And full practice, Daniel Kilgore and Charles Harris. That is your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Well, that'll be interesting to see as I get there early before the game and who can play and who can't play, because you like to think after a week off and everybody gets those 4 days off that you'd have a lot of those guys back. So hopefully a lot of those names you just heard, those are guys they need to have any shot to win. They need to have those guys back, especially Jesse Davis. Man, I'll tell you what. Offensive line, everybody talks about toughest job right now in the Dolphins, which they all have. But that offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins, that's a tough job because you don't know. And then you throw in a couple injuries on top of you trade your left tackle, and you're going, my God, what are we going to do to get through? And it's just constant rotation of who should be the left tackle, who should be the right tackle. If they're good enough, we can move Jesse back in and go from there. So it just keeps going, man, and we'll see. So we'll see what it looks like on Sunday as the Dolphins will play. Busy weekend, Hard Rock, starting tonight, Miami and Virginia. We just had Don Bailey Jr. talking about it and everything there. Only thing I would say about Don Bailey Jr. talking about learning how to win and all that stuff, like, I don't care what you say, and if you're making mental mistakes or not doing what you're supposed to, it's a bad look for coaches too. It just is. And for some reason, some coaches can get through. That's why everybody makes different amounts of money. Some guys can get through. Talking about the offensive line coach for the New England Patriots.
Right, out of retirement.
Guy comes out of retirement, right, and all of a sudden they come back and they're better. I mean, there are coaches that just do stuff and the system works. You put a system in, and Belichick hasn't changed that system much, right? I'm guessing if you've been there, Brady's been able to run the same system.
It's a machine.
Same numbers, yeah, and colors, and everything else has been the same for 20 years, man. So you come in, and I always tell the story when I was talking to Jim Kick and those guys when I first got down here, and they go, hey, they still run tight end option, you know, 70 halfback short option. I go, yeah, how'd you know? Same thing we ran. So we didn't change the offense. It didn't change.
Because it worked.
But he ran the same system, but Shula made the change from that running game with Merck and Zonk and Kick to the passing game. But the passing game was in place too. It just wasn't a priority because right, they were so good running the ball. And then Danny came in, but the same place, like a 90 and 86 go and Texas crossing routes and option routes. With the same colors, same numbers, everything odd and even. So you come in, and that's where we got to get. We got to get, if it's going to be Brian Flores' system, it needs to stay Brian Flores' system and do the same things and not be changing it up and get everybody gets used to it, and it's kind of the way you do it and the way he is and everything else, and get some belief in his first-time coordinators. And the first-time head coach. We got a lot of first-time down here. Manny, also first-time head coach, and he's learning. He's got stuff to learn, too, and how he handles things and all that. And but I don't know if I give the coaches at University of Miami a free pass. I'm not on that because it's all connected. Like, if all your players are still making dumb plays and can't figure out screens and stuff, like, they go over it. It's not like the coach didn't go over it and talk about, hey, this is probably what they're going to do to us. And then you make adjustments in the game, and they do it again and again and again. Like, whatever you're saying, they ain't hearing. And that's not good. Not good for the players, obviously, but not good for the coaches as well. Not a good look. So I'm curious to see if Manny doesn't get involved in play calling a little bit, things he wants to do, and go from there.
He's the head
coach. I understand you can't – you know, it's been basically a in general criticism that he threw out with us the other day. He said, and it's not my coaches. Well, yeah, I get that. You don't want to throw your coaches under the bus. Guys you got to work with and recruit with every day. They got to wear two hats year round.
But those players have to play for you also.
But they got to get, I mean, whatever you're doing, you got to get through to them. And I understand sometimes you got to tell certain guys, and they got to see it and hear it every day. And other guys, you tell them once, and it sticks with them. You know, everybody's different as far as learning stuff and having a feel for what you want to do. But this defense hasn't been close overall to what we've seen the past couple of years, and we got really, really spoiled on. So anyway, we've had a busy show today. 56022. We're gonna check in here on the text machine before we get to Mike Florio and go around the National Football League with some of the stories going on, including should be a fun week, man. A lot of good football games. A lot of good college and pro football games. What do you got rolling in?
I'm never okay with losses, but when I see UM lose, I never think to myself, wow, what effort they gave. Never. That's one text that just came in.
I'm surprised. See, I think effort's always good. But sometimes when you look bad – and you make mental mistakes, it looks like you're not hustling. Right. And I do understand that. I've seen where we get our butts kicked. And people go, you guys weren't even trying. I go, no, we were trying, man. Trust me, we were trying. We just didn't have it. So I don't buy that guys aren't flying around. First of all, they came back. They were down. They were down 28-0, right, man. You got to hustle to come back in that one. So I would disagree with that. And hustle when you throw three picks is not lack of. Of trying. That's a quarterback making three bad throws, and whether his receivers could have helped him a little bit or not, at least
probably
could have
helped a little
down.
Bit. Yeah, I'm so tired of the old same old cliches with this team. They haven't learned how to win. They haven't learned how to close games. It's all smokescreen for when you just stink.
Well, stink's a little strong, but listen, it's one of the most underachieving teams in college football.
You actually said suck. I put stink in there.
Oh, it just there's frustration. And there's a lot of hype before the year, and you're 2-3, and you've lost to two ACC teams already. And honestly, should have beat them both. Even not playing great, you should have beat them both. On a comeback and a last drive in North Carolina, and if you really want to break it down, yeah, just beat the Florida Gators. Right. Yeah, a lot better chance than Auburn did.
You're right. They put better effort at. You're right.
And
it's true.
And the guy you count on is a guy that's been around the program. Besides kicking, but you expect the guy to catch the punt, and he's got a chance on a quick out route to catch a ball, goes right to his arms with a guy right behind him, but it's catchable football.
Stop making excuses for Manny Diaz. Defense is his specialty. You should already have been working with the defensive side of the ball. What have you been waiting for?
Well, listen, man, stop making excuses. I make an excuse for anybody. When you're bad, you're bad. So I don't know what you think we're doing. You think we're running a cheerleading contest for Manny. I don't know what you're listening to. And second of all, this is a fine line. He's a head coach. I saw with Adam Gase, he's a head coach. And he ran the offense. And honestly, in my opinion, he ran the offense too much. He had his head down, and there was all kinds of drama on the other side of the ball. He acted like a family had drug problems upstairs, and mom and dad had no idea. You got to be the head coach too, which means both sides of the ball, and I think you're better off doing that. You just can't like do one side of the ball and not be the head coach. You just can't.
Doesn't work.
Got to be involved in everything. I'm not a big fan of that. Now, I like coach that's balanced and can do it and still go down and do things, But I don't know about that. I just went through the Adam Gase thing. He had his head down and, like, all kinds of problems on defense and broken coverages. And he's sitting there trying to figure out a new offensive play instead of going down and spending time and shaking his head and getting guys going.
Another overrated quarterback starting for the Canes. Different quarterback, same results, guys. Well, Nikosi's back in the mix now.
Well, we got to find out if we got this quarterback thing figured
out.
Thought we did, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jaren was the guy.
And it was looking that way, and then those three throws, and you're not sure.
Right. How about this? Another text that says, worst fan base ever. Richt was the head coach and offensive coordinator. They wanted his head. Now Diaz should have been running the defense. Come on. Head coach, not the coordinator anymore.
You can do plays, and I understand you don't have 25 coaches like you do in the NFL. I mean, that's the difference. You now have 10 in college football. And I still think even if you're calling plays, you got to be and know and have the awareness of both sides of the football. You have to. Unless you've got somebody that is just as good and solid as you are that can run the other side of the football that you feel comfortable with. But I understand when you're not playing well, you know, now I've heard effort, which I don't think has been a problem. I'm not saying they're playing smart.
No, but
they're making plays, but I don't think, like, oh, look at him. He's jogging. What effort is that? I don't see that. Those guys, that's very seldom. That's just that's kind of a weak. You're watching something that's kind of a weak take on it to me. Because I've seen teams actually lose by 3 or 4 touchdowns. It wasn't, he's not trying. I've never gone up, oh, he's not trying. No, we're just not very good. Mm. We got beat. Their guy's better than my guy.
Miami's the college version of the Cleveland Browns, someone texted him.
The what?
Cleveland Browns.
Who?
The Hurricanes.
Oh, God. Do you know how bad the Cleveland Browns were for 2 years? That's.
Someone else said Nikosi threw for 422 yards and 4 touchdowns. Give him a little credit.
Yeah. Listen, man, I don't see how he looks. He got the most experience of anybody. And you know what? He stayed around for this chance. So now he's getting a second chance. I'm kind of pumped up to see what he looks like. Nikosi Perry, you got a second chance. You got a second chance. By the way, he looks good tonight. He's going to keep being the quarterback.
Right.
Jaren, you take another week and get healthy. That's the way it's going to be, man. So
someone said maybe they should spend less time on Snapchat. They leave the country in Snapchat All-Stars.
I don't know about that. Is that – I don't know what
it's
that –
it's the – remember Nikosi last year got in trouble for being all that social media.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. You lost me on the – social media take on everything. All right, we're waiting on Mike Florio, trying to track him down here as we continue on. Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting, these numbers that are putting up. I mean, these are numbers unknown to mankind. Emmitt Smith, 18,000. Jerry Rice, more than 1,500 catches and 22,000 yards in receptions. You know, a guy has 10,000. A guy runs for 10,000 yards in his career, or has 1,000 catches, or 10,000 yards in catches. That's a heck of a career. Then you look at Jerry Rice. And Emmitt Smith, and now Brady and Breeze. They're going to go for 80,000 yards. They keep going, 80,000 yards. And then right as we say that, time to bring in Mike Florio.
That's right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. And join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Good morning, Mike. Happy Football Friday.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Mike, we're doing great. By the way, we were just talking about some of these nasty numbers as I saw Tom Brady move into number 2 and Breeze, of course, been injured. But there's a chance, by the way, these two are playing. I haven't heard anybody kind of going, well, we're probably going to retire. There's a chance these two, and I don't think it's completely crazy. Mike, they could throw for 80,000 yards. I just never.
Patrick Mahomes could throw for 100,000.
That's true. No.
but you're right though, and it's almost kind of, it's going to be like once Breeze is back. Remember when Steve Carlton and Nolan Ryan were going back and forth with the all-time strikeout record? So, yeah, hopefully Brady catches Breeze, and then they're just neck and neck for the rest of their careers.
Who's the safest, Emmitt Smith with his 18,355 yards or Jerry Rice in 1,549 catches and almost 23,000 yards?
I think Emmitt Smith, just because, number one, the running game isn't emphasized like it used to be, although it seems to be making a comeback, and teams have gotten away from that workhorse running back who is the centerpiece of the offense. But as the game is made safer and safer, look, you still can't avoid the orthopedic injuries that happen when you run the ball into the middle of the line of scrimmage, and it's basically like, you know, running into a brick wall. But, you know, maybe if they make the game even more safe, you can get to a point where there'll be more rushing output. But I think Emmitt Smith doesn't have to worry. I tell you what, he may have to worry about Frank Gore, the way that guy's going. I mean, he's going to pass Barry Sanders soon, and he's shown no signs of slowing down.
Oh, no, we know Frank real well, right. And Frank's going to play until every team tells him, Frank, we don't want you anymore. You're done. You got to go do something else, because he loves working out and staying in shape and become one of the great Canes of all time.
He's still over 3,000 off from Emmitt Smith. I'm looking at the list now, the rushing list. Adrian Peterson's eighth with 13,426. Then LeSean McCoy's got 10,820. Then you have to go so far down the list to find another active guy. Mark Ingram is the next closest after
crazy.
That. I mean, I think the rushing total, I think, is the safest. Because I bring up Jarvis Landry, because he was down here for 4 years, first 4 years, caught 100 passes a year. He was at 400 before he left for Cleveland. And I'm thinking to myself, I guess with the passing game the way it is, the catching total maybe could get touched. But the rushing total, I don't think it'll ever be touched, not Emmitt's.
Yeah, and, you know, the question of Frank Gore as a Hall of Famer creates a weird kind of debate for some people. They think he shouldn't get in. Well, who else at running back is getting in from this era? Those are the three. Those are the guys who stand out. LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, and Frank Gore. Right. Frank Gore is going to be the number three, maybe number two all-time leading rusher by the time he finally calls it quits. And like you said, if they let him play long enough, he eventually will pass Emmitt Smith. Longevity shouldn't matter. Are you kidding me? At that position, longevity is one of the key factors, because a lot of guys just can't do it for more than 2 or 3 years, much less 10 or 15.
We got Coach Callahan now taking over for the Redskins. This thing with Allen and Snyder, and by the way, nobody had a rougher week than Allen. He's been ripped for some of the dumbass comments he made.
What he gets paid for, he's the pincushion. He's the Roger Goodell. He's Dan Snyder's personal Roger Goodell. Seriously, Roger Goodell's the pincushion for all owners, and Bruce Allen is the pincushion for one. He's the surrogate owner. Dan Snyder learned that after 10 years of being front and center, I'll find a little spot in the shadows here, and I'll let Bruce Allen run the team. That's why he hasn't been fired. He's 42-75 as the guy in charge of the football operation.
Wow.
Anywhere else, you're gone. He's staying because that keeps Daniel Snyder from being even more reviled than he currently is. They've kind of forgotten about him to a certain extent, but they don't hate him nearly as much as they would if he was the one showing up at the press conferences and if he was the one who was front and center with all these decisions.
Yeah, you just can't be going out telling everybody about this great culture, which, by the way, Mike, what happened to the word culture? Everybody in college and pros using the word culture. I never remember when I played with Shula, we talked about culture. But culture is a hot word right now, man. Everybody's using it.
Well, there's only one team that has a great culture in the NFL, and that's the Patriots.
Correct.
Everybody else is trying to even begin to figure out how to get there. And we were talking about this today on PFT Live. But one thing that Bill Belichick has done that no one else can really master is the idea of getting your players to have complete and total amnesia about anything and everything outcome-related that happened before today. Forget about last night's game. Forget about last year's finish. Forget about whether we won the Super Bowl, whether we lost the Super Bowl, whether we won by 30, whether we lost by 30, whether we won on a bad call, whether we lost on a bad call. They forget about all of it, and they focus on what's next. They forget, and that applies to every practice, every off-season workout, everything they do. You forget what you did yesterday, and you focus on the next. And that's the culture that delivers the kind of championships we've seen in New England.
Oh, we've seen up close, Mike. We believe
decades,
you, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell us on that one. And last night's a great example. Brady didn't throw a touchdown pass. He's able to run for a couple. He might be the greatest quarterback of all time, which nobody talks about because that's not sexy to talk about. But I got to tell you, defensively, what they're doing and the numbers they're putting up and special teams. Oh, by the way, we'll get a score too. I mean, that's how they play football, man. They get it from everybody, don't they?
Yeah, they only had two of their touchdowns that came from drives that were more than 60 yards. They had two touchdowns via one defensive, one special teams, and they had a 20-yard short field that they turned into a touchdown. But, you know, it's just that's the Patriots' story this year. You watch the game, and it's kind of sluggish, and it's like, wait a minute, why aren't the Patriots winning by 20 points? And then you kind of look away, and you look back, and they're winning by 20 points. And, you know, it felt inevitable last night that they were going to win by 21, that they were going to cover that spread, the biggest deficit the Giants have ever faced as an underdog. And even though the Giants played well, and, you know, look, think about this, too. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but Pat Shurmur not going for it on 4th-and-2 when he's down 14 and opting to punt, that's the ultimate, not necessarily he's thinking about trying to cover the spread, but that's the ultimate, this score is going to look better than 35-14. 28-14 looks better, and people who didn't pay attention are going to see 28-14 and think we did okay. They see 35-14 and they're going to think we got blown out. And, of course, we saw 35-14 anyway, but right. That's the only way I can understand why he made that stupid decision to not go for it on 4th-and-2 when you're down 14 points with not a whole lot of time left in the game.
Yeah, that's keep it close, mindset, don't get embarrassed. No, I agree. That's just
Everybody who watched the game knows they kept it close, knows they didn't get embarrassed. You're when you do that, think about it, and I've heard the dynamic before, well, the score looks better than it would have been. The only people who that is going to resonate with are the people who flip through the newspaper and skim the headlines. That's it. Anybody who watched the game or takes any time to figure out what happened during the game is going to realize, hey, that game was a lot closer than the final score suggested. So I don't know why they care about what that final score looks like.
Mike, I know this is a dead topic, but I got to ask you because he's from down here in Miami.
And Shake Gate.
I wasn't even going to ask you about that because I didn't know if it was too petty. I was going to ask you the other one. Is it completely nuts to think Antonio Brown's like, hey, man, you got to pay me. Just let me play for you. I want to play with Brady real badly. No hard feelings. Is there any way Belichick goes, hey, we got to pick up another receiver anyway? Mr. Kraft, come on. Suck it up a little bit. Let's bring him back. Any shot at all, Mike?
I don't think there's any shot at it at all because Robert Kraft would not bring him back because Robert Kraft was the one who wanted out. And remember this, too. There's that lingering question of whether or not he's going to end up on the commissioner exempt list, which means if you bring him back and you're paying him anyway, you're going to be paying him to not play potentially. And the NFL has found a way to have essentially an unpaid suspension without putting a guy on unpaid suspension. When you have that cloud hovering of the possibility of paid leave, teams are just going to say, well, we're not going to bother with the guy. So he's just dangling out there unemployed until the NFL finishes the investigation. So I don't think the Patriots are going to do it. But they do need somebody to create mismatches offensively. And I think the thing to watch, and Robert Kraft hinted at it last night, talking about Rob Gronkowski, and I was told a couple of months ago that it's just one phone call from Tom Brady with a plea to get Gronk to come back. Gronk could unretire. And I think we're getting closer and closer to the window where if something's going to happen, it needs to happen.
Oh, boy. Million a game we're getting back, right?
Of course,
the old Gronk come back for a mill a game.
Yeah, a little cash in his pocket.
Get another ring, my friend.
Yep. Speaking of not getting cash, the suspension upheld for Vontaze Burfict. What do you think about that? I thought that maybe they would chop it down a little bit. I think we talked about it last week. But he's going to be gone the whole season. What were your thoughts when that happened?
Well, I thought they would knock it down some, but I talked to some people in the know, and the NFL really wanted him out for the full 12 games. They really, really wanted that outcome. And I think you have to factor in, even though the hearing officer is independent, jointly hired by the NFL and the NFLPA, you still have to be appointed every year to keep that gig. And sometimes you have to read the room. Sometimes you have to know one side really wants a certain outcome and the other side really doesn't care. And I think in this case, the league really wanted Burfict gone, and the NFLPA wasn't going to get bent out of shape over a decision that puts him on the sidelines, especially because the union's got a little bit of a conflict here because they need to protect their other guys, and Burfict is a menace. He's putting guys at risk. And the other thing I think it does, it ends Burfict's career because now that he is in this 12-game suspension window, right, the next false move, he's going to get thrown out for the rest of the season, whenever it happens, whether it's preseason, early regular season, and with all the different ways you can violate the safety rules, right? The lowering the helmet and initiating contact, the hit to the head and neck area of a defenseless receiver, roughing the passer. Guys commit those violations all the time without being dirty, and I just don't think a team is going to waste a roster spot on a guy who you'd have to assume is going to get bounced again at some point. Now, I think it was an unwarranted suspension because it was unprecedented in light of, you know, that the prior record was 5 games for Albert Haynesworth for stomping on the forehead of Andre Garrott after a play was over, but the NFL got what it wanted.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, because I got it a couple times last week, you've gotten real powerful with Pro Football Talk, and it's a compliment. I mean, you've gotten in a situation where you say something, they react. Do you hear from them? Are they easier to get to now that this thing of Pro Football Talk's been built up? You find when you say something they may disagree with, they get back to you quickly?
Yes. Wow. And it's amazing the things that they worry about. And let me tell you this. You will hear the cliche all the time from coaches and players that we don't listen to the noise. Oh, yes, they do. Because if there's a piece of noise that they don't like, you hear from them.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's strong.
It's Mike,
just,
amazing.
Just remember that we remember you from like the WordPress website back in the day before NBC and all that. That's the turd watch. I go back old school.
I missed the turd watch. Everybody says they missed the turd watch. Right. It's very funny.
Guys, we're still on WordPress.
Are we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you were on a big NBC platform now. I didn't know that.
No. It's a high end version of WordPress.
Right.
It's still WordPress. I used to update the site with Microsoft Front Page, and what you'd have to do, and listen to, and this is how much of a pain it was. You would have to download the entire live rumor mill file, make changes to it, like add 2 or 3 stories, and then upload the entire file.
Oh,
and there was plenty of room there for a mistake that would actually cover up the wrong file at the wrong time, and you'd lose a bunch of content. So, and it was slow. Hell, when I started the thing, I didn't have DSL. I was on dial-up through AOL when I started this thing in 2001.
Come a long way there, Mr.
Right.
Sunday Night Football.
I'll tell you, man.
It's great.
Fun ride.
Mike, thank you, brother. Appreciate you coming on again
guys,
with us. Thank you. Thanks for finding us. All right.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Nobody can mess up that Friday for you, folks. Have a great weekend for sure. We got some more stuff to get to here before we go. 56022, we like to check in at the end of the show, see what everybody is. See if some people are happy. That's right. Got a Miami-Virginia game tonight.
Some people are happy, some people aren't. That always happens. Yeah, and I'll bring this up to you. Mike has amnesia regarding the Tyreek Hill situation when he came on earlier this season with us and told us that he was not going to be covering the NFL any longer. If Tyreek Hill
apparently,
is in the NFL.
Apparently, it's not the case. He did say that. Yes, he did. But obviously, he apparently didn't mean it because he's still working.
Horn Dogs back in town. Feels good to be home in Fort Lauderdale.
Horny, welcome back, Horny.
Hoping the Canes, Dolphins, and Dillard show the bleep out for this football field this weekend. How about that? A little Dillard Panther pride.
Quietly has had a nice little season. Coach Gray would be happy wherever he is right now watching us in the clouds. He'd be very happy.
Someone said, keep it up, Canes. I'm feeling better about my Noles. FSU fan. Hey, listen.
Hey,
you shouldn't be saying anything until
this weekend. Yeah, I'd leave that alone and see what happens. Although, I'm trying to get a read on Clemson, man.
Weird. Year two for Trevor looking a little weird or no?
Yeah. The Trevor train.
Choo-choo. And the guy texts in every day about it. I'm on the Trevor train, choo-choo. I'm waiting another year. Williams never looked ready to me, not in the scrimmage, not in the games. He does not see the field well, and he's been chasing completions with short throws.
That's true. That, by the way, that is true. The one thing that was missing is kind of important, being able to throw it down the field. I don't disagree.
When Nicosi starting and Manny back working with the defense, we're going to see a whole different team tonight. What do you think?
I hope so. God, they just need to find a way to beat this team. Your confidence, if you could somehow beat a really good team like Virginia, I mean, they were picked to win the Coastal. You get them. And if not, Man, I worry about, I've seen this before with Kane's teams. I mean, you go 0-3 in the ACC and you're, yeah, it'd be bad. What else we got?
Offensive line stinks. Give Martell a shot. Someone's on the Tate train.
No. Listen, you're going to play the best quarterback. I know we think we all know more about who should start a quarterback from not being at those practices every day, but he had his chance and threw a lot of passes all over the place except at the receivers.
Will the New England Patriots go undefeated, Joe? I don't see anyone beating them.
Look at their schedule so far. Calm down.
I know. You're right.
No, I'm just saying. Look at their schedule minus Buffalo and calm down. Pittsburgh. I mean, they pounded Pittsburgh, which playing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm better, but I'd wait. They got some games coming up.
Joe, last night on The Odd Couple, they said Kershaw was the greatest regular season player who was also the greatest postseason choker of all time in any sport. A-Rod got some votes also, but in my opinion, hands down, it's Messi. Your thoughts?
Kershaw's by himself.
He's in a different category, right?
Kershaw is by himself. I mean, he's pitching.
Right.
He's pitching, whether he's starting or needs to get three outs, and he got one, and then gave up back-to-back home runs.
Where does Tate Martell go from here to transfer in from Ohio State and be the third string quarterback? He can't be happy.
No. What do you do? Do you transfer again? Another place and go, all right, now where can I go that's got less competition?
Trevor's banging a whole bunch of sorority girls, year two. What do you expect? Thanks for the inside
knowledge. You think he found out about the Greek system?
He moved out of that first dorm. Hey, he's down the second dorm.
That Greek system, man. I didn't know. I just thought this football thing was all football. But, man, I got invited to a bunch of sorority dances. Hot damn right.
Oh, the choo-choo train's back. I said it once. I'll say it 1,000 times. 1, tank the season. Check. 2, build the lines next season. 3, start Rosen next season. 4, draft Trevor Lawrence next season. All aboard the Trevor train. Choo, choo, choo. This guy every day. I love him. Right. Or girl. I don't know.
Staying passionate with the Trevor Meister.
Why no love for Joe Burrow of LSU? He should be the next Dolphins quarterback. The Tua talk here is really a bit on the expensive side. Burrow could be in that conversation soon.
I wouldn't count him out.
Right.
Hey, by the way, all the Mel Kiper juniors out there, we can all watch him together.
That's right. That's going to
happen tomorrow night.
All right. Let's see. The reason why Martell isn't playing is because of that really bad offensive line.
It's like you guys need to – he got his chances, and he was clearly the third best quarterback. I'm just telling you. No, nobody wants to hear it. Drop back and throwing it, he was clearly the third best quarterback.
How many calls do the officials blow tonight at the UM game? They're already looking – are we starting the excuse machine already?
No,
I'm not. I mean, it's 9:52 in the morning.
I'm not. There's a lot of other places to go besides that.
Oh, by the way, I just wanted to bring this up. I wanted to wish a happy birthday to my son, second birthday this weekend. Best part about this is my wife left me in charge of catering his birthday party. Where do you think I went?
Oh,
look at you smiling already.
Friday, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. Mm-hmm. All the people coming to the party that know about this already, just know that you're in for some good eating this weekend at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. Pizzas are coming, wings are coming, pork vinegar ribs are coming. I ordered eggplant parmesan, spaghetti and meatballs. You're going to be eating great this weekend at my house.
I just think all you have to do is pizza, and you're going too far.
Well,
all
you need is pizza. I was in charge.
Get 100 wings. Go 100 wings, hoping that you got maybe a third of them left, and they're yours the next day.
Well, I had to order salad, too. I over-ordered so I could have all that stuff to take home with me, even though it's going to be at my grandma and grandpa's house.
I would make one recommendation. Get the meatballs.
The pot of meatballs. Or just the regular meatballs.
Either way you want to go, and just cut them up, put them on there, man. Put them on that meatball ricotta cheese, and you got yourself a serious birthday party / football weekend, man. It's a way to go.
Carnivore pizza, the meatball ricotta pizza. You know what I also did because of you? That white pizza. I ordered it. I don't know if any of the people
We call it the ladies' pizza at our house.
I got it.
It's the ladies' pizza. Big, popular pizza at the house. Hey, we're out of here, man. Le Batard and Stu Gotts coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.